Hello there, my name is Edward. I'm one of the research and independent market research firm. We're doing this review initiative facing your area today, and I would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, I need to know if I have reached you on a cell phone, and if so, are you in a place where you can talk safely without injuring yourself and others?
Sure.
Perfect, then. We'll appreciate giving us a chance to speak with you today. Let me ask, are you registered to vote at your home address in New Mexico?
Yes.
Okay. In which county are you registered to vote?
What county did you call?
If you don't mind me asking, what is your county?
What county did you call? Why does it matter? Why does it matter to you?
This is just a survey.
I don't need to be an asshole. What kind of survey? What do you for what?
We are gathering the public opinion. If you can let me know what county you are registered to vote, I can let
Otero.
You know what the survey is about.
Okay, Otero.
Otero? Okay, perfect.
Okay, so your survey about?
Here it comes. Does anyone in your household is employed by a newspaper, television, or a radio station, or a political party, political blog, or by a candidate?
Nope.
Okay, perfect. Appreciate you being so honest. May you please tell me in what year were you born?
1963.
Okay. Yep. What is the last grade you completed in school? Some grade school between first to eighth, some high school. Okay. Graduated or some high school?
All high school. Graduated.
Graduated. Okay.
Yep.
Just for statistical purposes, are you of Spanish, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Nope.
Okay, perfect. And thinking about the upcoming November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other officers, how likely would you say you are to vote in the November
100%.
Election?
100%.
So that's very likely. Okay.
Yes, very likely.
Thinking about the upcoming elections for Congress, if the elections for the Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democrat candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Democrat.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Nope, I approve.
Okay. You strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Yep. Totally approve.
Okay. Changing topics for a moment, I'd like to reach a list of names of different people active in politics here in New Mexico, nationally too. For each one, please tell me first whether you have heard of the person, then if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I need someone you to know, just let me know, okay? That's all right.
Yep.
First one, Gabe Vasquez.
Approve.
Okay. Strongly or somewhat?
Totally.
Okay. What about Kamala Harris?
Approve totally.
Okay. Joe Biden?
Approve totally.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
Disapprove totally.
Okay. Strongly favorable. What about Yvette Harrell?
Disapprove totally.
Totally. Okay. Thank you for being this honest. I really appreciate that.
No
Which
problem.
Of the following issue areas would you say is the most important issue in deciding your vote for the U.S. Congress? If you want to pick or two as the most important issues, that will be okay.
Okay.
Here come the options. We have education, crime and drugs, taxes, the environment, and climate change. If I mention one option and you agree with that, just let me know, okay?
I approve of the climate change, and drugs are a big
drugs.
Thing. Disapprove of drugs, yeah.
Okay. What about healthcare?
So-so.
Okay. Abortion?
I got good healthcare. Abortion, it's up there. I believe in, I'm pro-choice, so.
Okay. But it's not one of the most important issues for you, right?
Mm-hmm. It's up there.
Okay.
It's up there next to drugs and crime, yeah. Abortion's up there. Yeah.
What about illegal immigration and border security?
You know, it's up there, but it's below, you know, it's like number 4.
Okay. So we have first crime and drugs, and second, the environment and climate change.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
First and second place. Maybe the following options can change your mind. What about Social Security and Medicare?
Well,
will it replace any options?
But it doesn't replace the others, no.
Okay. What about the government, the spending, and the debt?
Oh, you know, it's up there as well, but those others are more
not
right now.
Okay. A few more. Protecting democracy?
That's way up there. It's up there, but, you know, I want to...
Okay. Okay. Inflation and the cost of living, like groceries and gas?
Well, you know, I'm not starving, so it's up there, but it's not the top.
Okay. What about security and foreign affairs? Foreign affairs.
Say that again. Say that.
National security and foreign affairs.
You know, it's up there, but like I said, the others are at the top of my list.
Okay. And by last, the economy and jobs.
You know, I got a job and the economy's all right for me. So, you know, it's not as important because I have a good job and luckily I'm secure.
Oh, that's really good for you. I'm happy to hear that. Especially nowadays where life is kind of hard. So go to your employer. Thinking also about coming elections in November. How interested are you in the election for president, senate, congress, and other offices?
Very.
So that will be a 10? 10 is the top.
Yep. Okay. 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
As you may have heard, President Joe Biden recently dropped out of the presidential race and is endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris to take his place. Of course, in this election for president, if those elections were held today, for who would you vote if the candidates were Kamala Harris, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, Chase Oliver, a libertarian?
Harris all the way. Yep.
Okay. Definitely Harris or probably Harris?
No, definitely Harris.
Okay. And if the elections were for Congress, would you vote for Gabe Vasquez, Democrat, and Yvette Harris, Republican?
Vasquez, Democrat.
Vasquez. Okay.
Yep.
Probably or definitely Vasquez?
Definitely.
Definitely Vasquez. Okay. There are a few statements that are actually really interesting for people. There's one that says about the candidates running for U.S. Congress. It says, Gabe Vasquez, these are the type of statements you might hear in the course of a political campaign. And after I read each one, please tell me if that statement makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Vasquez. Or if there's making a difference, that's also okay. You can let me know.
Okay.
Here comes the first one. Gabe Vasquez, he backs policies that encourage illegal immigration and support sanctuary cities, which prevent local law enforcement from working with federal agencies like ICE.
Definitely Vasquez.
Okay. Would you be much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
Definitely more favorable for Vasquez.
Okay, so
Democratic
more.
All the way, sorry.
Okay. Okay. So talking about Vasquez then. Gabe Vasquez supported immediately ending oil and gas exploration in New Mexico. A stating quote, shut it all down. Let's just get rid of it immediately.
Definitely Vasquez supporting stopping all drilling and oil. Yeah, definitely Vasquez.
Okay, great.
Yep.
comes the next one. Guy Vasquez called for defunding the police, saying, quote, "It's not just about defunding the police. It's about defunding a system that privileges white people over everybody else."
No, definitely not white people over everybody else. Everybody even.
Much less. Okay, perfect. Another one says, Guy Vasquez supports the Biden-Harris administration's wars in New Mexico energy and support a liberal plan pushed by environmental extremists, which could cost as much as $93 trillion and will kill New Mexico's oil and gas industry and decimate funding for our schools.
Okay, so what was the question? I definitely am against drilling and so forth, so I'm definitely for funding our schools, but not through drilling.
Okay. With that statement, would you feel more likely or less likely to vote for him, for Guy Vasquez?
Well, what was his stance on it? Say that again for me.
It says, sure, Guy Vasquez supports the Biden-Harris administration's war on New Mexico energy and supported a liberal plan pushed by environmental extremists, which could cost as much as $93 trillion and will kill New Mexico's oil and gas industry and decimate funding for our schools.
I would support Biden, or I guess Vasquez-Harris.
Okay. Would you be much more likely to vote for him or somewhat more likely with that statement?
Much more likely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just a few more. Early this year, an arrest warrant was issued for Guy Vasquez after he failed to appear in court. That statement will make you more favorable towards him or less favorable to vote for him?
Well, it depends on what the warrant was for. So I would say, you know, I'd have to hear all the details, you know, so...
So that statement makes no difference?
Yeah. Yeah, makes no difference until I hear the details.
Okay. Very wise, very wise.
Thank you.
Almost get into the bottom ones. Here comes the next one. Guy Vasquez is a member of a group that supports sex change drugs for minors. That makes you much more likely to vote for him, much less, or no difference.
No difference, because I believe in it, but I believe at 18, you know.
Okay.
I'm okay with people doing what they want.
Okay, perfect. Even with the surge of fentanyl flowing across our border and New Mexico having the 8th highest overdose death rate in the country, Guy Vasquez voted against a border security plan to crack down on drug traffickers that are using the southern border to sneak drugs into our country and local communities.
So would I be more likely to vote for him or less likely? Is that the question?
That is correct. Or no difference. Cool. That's also an option.
I would say no preference. That's a tough one.
Okay. Guy Vasquez voted against the parent Bill of Rights legislation that gives parents more access and control over their children's public education and allows them to know what their children are being taught in the school. That makes you much more likely, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
I would say no difference, because my kids are out of school, yeah.
Okay. As crossing for our southern borders rose, Guy Vasquez called what was happening at the southern border a, quote, non-existent threat. Now, migrant crime is ravaging New Mexico.
I would say, let's see. I don't believe it's a non-existent threat, so I guess what, in the middle? Because it's a threat, but, yeah.
So no difference.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay. Guy Vasquez has voted with the Biden-Harris administration 90% of the time, and supports the policies that left us with the record high prices and the worst border crisis in American history.
I would disagree with that because I don't think the government has a lot to do with that. I think it's big corporations and so forth. So I would disagree with that.
Would you somewhat disagree or very much likely disagree.
I would somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. Yeah.
Gabe Vasquez said, investing in oil and gas is irresponsible, even though the oil and gas industry contributes roughly $1.4 billion annually to New Mexico public schools.
Oof, see, that's a tough one. I would say, I'm not for drilling, so I would say, you know, I'm against drilling. I think we've drilled enough and our planet's getting hollow. So I would disagree somewhat. Yeah.
Okay.
50-50.
That's interesting. While the crisis at the border has allowed millions of illegal immigrants to enter the country, Gabe Vasquez supports policies that will make it worse. Not only does Vasquez support abolishing ICE, Vasquez has voted against giving resources to the U.S. Customs and Border Protections to crack down on human trafficking and drug smuggling, and voted against funding for 22,000 Border Patrol agents to help secure the border.
I would somewhat disagree. You know, okay. I mean, that's somewhat another touchy. Yeah.
Perfect. I really want to thank you for being so patient and kind on the phone. It seems to be important for you, so that's why these surveys are important too. I appreciate your time.
I appreciate your call.
Perfect. Here's the last three statements. The next one says, Gabe Vasquez is a defund the police Democrat who was open to replacing police officers with psychologists and has supported reduced penalties on violent crime, including carjacking, holding views more extreme than most New Mexico Democrats.
Mm-hmm. I disagree with that. I think, you know, I'm all for, I'm a harsh punishment for harsh crimes. Kill them all.
You somewhat disagree or much disagree?
Much disagree. I much disagree.
Okay.
Yeah.
While New Mexico families are struggling to get by, Gabe Vasquez has reportedly backed efforts to provide taxpayers-funded benefits to illegal immigrants. While on the Las Cruces City Council, Gabe Vasquez supported a program that extended health care to illegal immigrants. Vasquez also praised a plan to expand federal student aid and not set aside $10.5 billion in cash payments to illegal immigrants.
Disagree.
Somewhat less or much less disagree?
Much less.
Much less. Okay. And the last statement, Gabe Vasquez reportedly was caught calling a former colleague the N-word.
Oh, not cool. Not cool. So I disagree.
Okay. Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. So you disagree with him. So this makes you less likely to vote for him. Okay. Okay.
You know, it's going to be a tough decision, but...
Let's see, he's yours. He's yours at the end.
Yep.
We're almost finished, okay? So thank you.
Okay.
Now, do you have heard some more information? If the elections for the U.S. Congress were being held today, for who would you vote? Gabe Vasquez, Democrat, or Yvette Herald, Republican?
Democrat.
For Herald?
No, definitely
or
not Herald.
Okay.
Vasquez. Yep.
You will probably Vasquez or definitely Vasquez?
Definitely Vasquez.
Okay. Just a few more questions about yourself for aesthetic purposes. Despite how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay.
Yep.
So, lean Democrat, not so strong Democrat, or a strong Democrat?
You know, that's tough because I just changed from independent to Democrat. So, you know, I'm going to say, what are my options again? Not strong Democrat, but, you know,
so strong.
Oh, not so strong, but Democrat.
Not so strong. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, conservative, on most issues?
Moderate.
Moderate. Okay.
Yep.
And by last, what is your race?
White.
Okay. Caucasian white. Perfect. Are you currently single and never married, unmarried and living with a partner, married, separated, widowed, or divorced?
All of the above. No. Right now, I am single living with a partner. Married,
okay.
But divorced and single living with a partner. Yeah.
Okay, no worries. No worries. I understand.
All of the above. Check them all. Check them all.
All right, listen. This next question, I do understand confidentiality, okay? So if you don't want to answer, that's okay. But if you can, I would appreciate it. Perfect.
Sure. Fire away.
Okay. I want to assure that this poll is just being completed for research purposes only, and all responses given will remain strictly confidential, okay?
Okay.
So would you now please reconsider and tell me how you voted before?
If I was to vote, I'd vote Democrat, just because I don't like Trump. You know, I don't like what he stands for. I'm 100% against Trump.
Okay. So back then, he was for Joe Biden?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect then. Alrighty. That was pretty much it for the survey. I'm happy to know that you answered all those questions, especially we're having a good time. So thanks for the honest answers. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. No problem, dude. I know you got a hard job, so good luck to you.
thanks. Really appreciate that. But still, I really hope you have a
good
night.
Evening.
And thanks for answering.
You too.
Have a good day, okay? Bye-bye.
Sure. Bye-bye.